Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Well, this session moving right along, we are down to seven mats as the girls' placement matches just have a few left third place bouts are done. We mentioned earlier, Harlow Skenendor of Pulaski, Haley Krieger of New London, both came back state champions after losing in the semifinals last night to capture third place. Madison Burns of Ashland followed suit. She's a state champ a year ago, lost last night, came back with a pin. And so the third place matches are all complete now for the girls, including those three wins from the now former state champions. Troy Clary was talking last night how the girls' wrestling program in the state is so new. Even the upperclassmen don't have a lot of wrestling experience, but the younger girls are coming up, and a lot of times they're as good as the now veterans that haven't been wrestling all that long, even though the veterans are juniors and seniors.
Yeah, exactly true.
Yep, we saw that last night, including the three-timer, Haley Krieger of New London, that lost. A win for Eli Meyer of Mount Horeb Barneveld. Eli Leonard is in the state finals tonight from the same co-op. And we are sitting by, some people stand by, we are sitting by waiting for Seth Greeno of DeSoto.
Now the match prior to him is down to the final 12 seconds. It is a one-point difference, 4-3. We are waiting for Jack Owens of Cumberland and Liam Richards of Bootsburg to finish.
And still in this round, we have Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk, and Dalton Wolf of Fenimore to get through. As all those young men are wrestling in placement matches and for a spot on the podium, and would like to get just a little bit higher by winning either their third or fifth place match.
Well, Bill, that match is done now, so that will make way for Seth Greeno of DeSoto. Got his championship singlet on. The gold and maroon, I guess I would call it, stripes with the big D on the side. And they're out there ready to go. He's on mat 7 as we get started. Action has started. They're tied up with collar ties. There's a snap down by his opponent there. Eckstein from... Markerson. Justin Eckstein from Markerson. Working the edge of the mat is Eckstein. He's got Seth kind of a double underhook. Seth is going for an overhook, body lock. A circle on the mat here. They work their way back to the center. A strong upper body wrestling here going on. Down to 5 seconds in the first period. And And that's the end of that period. Still 0-0 on the board. Gavin Hinderman will be on deck on this match, I see. An eye on that one, obviously. We're going to start the second period on our feet here. Neutral position, both wrestlers. There's the attempt from Grano a little far out when he takes his shot. That's an underhook there, and then it was sucked under attempt by Eckstein. Comes up with the body lock, trying to lift Grano, and he does return Grano to the mat for the takedown. So the 3-0 lead for Eckstein in the second period. Seth Grano, a senior, 50-5 for the Florida Pirates. Eckstein, just a junior from Marquessan, 29-5. We're getting real close here, folks. Division 2 has got some 285 out there already. Earl's got a couple matches left. Warning has been called against Reno for stalling. He's on the bottom now as he gave up that takedown. And it worked up to his base as Eckstein's got a good armbar in there controlling that right side of Greeno. Wrestling at the edge of the mat as Eckstein just keeps his 1 foot in, chewing up the clock there, in control, up by 3. This is getting down there, looking like he's going to call stalling again, but we're going to go out of bounds first. So Seth Grano works his way back, gets set in the referee's position. He's down. Tripod's up, trying to come up to his feet. Eckstein goes to a coffee grinder with a tight waist, pulls that hip to the mat, takes it right to the armbar as he's got that coffee grinder buried in there. And that's the end of that period. So going into the third period, it is a 3-0 lead for the number 3 seeded Preston Eckstein from Marquessan. Seth was seeded 5th. So the third period, Seth is in the top position. He has a good breakdown right off the whistle. Looking at that tight waist ride. We get a pinning combination here as he's down by 3. He's got the coffee grinder in. Lots of pressure in that armpit. Eckstein does work his way back to his base. Seth has got to get a turn here. Got to get some near fall going. Got to get this match tied up or take the lead. He's struggling to keep him flat on the mat. There is Greeno.
Sawyer Swigum is out on mat number 8 now, David. I'll keep an eye on this while you take care of Seth Greeno.
Now, Eckstein is able to come up to his feet. Overtime on that one. There's a throw from Seth Grano as he gave up the escape. He just powers in a body lock, gets the throw, so he's got to take and near fall. That should give him the lead here, and we're down to 30 seconds. He's got to keep those hips turned. Don't let him roll through here. He's trying to lock up the leg. Don't let him roll through, Seth.
Oh, boy.
Come on, keep your hips over. There he does. You just see Eckstein trying to load up and roll it through, but Seth was able to keep control. Eckstein does get to down to 10 seconds. Seth Greeno from DeSoto is taking a 3-point lead, 7-3. Really struggled the entire match until he got that throw. Chad Johnson, the head coach, is pretty excited for him. Seth has probably tried that on him a few times in practice, but there's the end of the match, and Seth is going to be a winner for fifth place. Congratulations to him. Seth Green, excuse me, for third place for the DeSoto Pirates. Always like to see a senior go out on top.
Yep.
Finish for the win. Never forget it. Nicely done, Seth Greeno and Coach Chad Johnson and the Pirates. Congratulations. And one of their conference teams represented on the adjoining mat, that would be North Seneca, Sawyer Swiggum. He's out there wrestling Sam Haynes of Deerfield.
Pretty good match here. The 1-0 lead looks like for Swiggum. If he got the escape there, it was 0-0. So he takes the lead, though, with a one-point escape.
Iowa Grand Highlands' Gavin Hinderman is now on the mat, just vacated by Seth Greeno of DeSoto. Gavin is wrestling for fifth place at 195. For third place, excuse me.
Sawyer was in deep on a single leg, couldn't finish it, had to retreat back out on his feet. It's his opponent, Sam Haynes, was looking to score. So we're still okay with 1-0 lead for Swiggum. Back on her feet. Haynes is really working some upper body stuff, working the underhooks and over top of the head. And a collar tie now slows things down. 40 seconds to go in the second period. This is our fifth place match, Division III, 215 pounds. A little duck under attempt by Haynes. Dives down in a single leg, but I think they're going to go out of bounds. Yes, they are. Out of bounds, no takedown. We get back to center with 20 seconds in the second period. Still a 1-0 lead for Swiggum. Slim lead here. Takedown would be huge if he could get a three-point lead, go up 4-0. Really working those collar ties. There's a slide-by attempt by Haynes, but we're going to go into the third period. 1-0 for Swiggum, and we got injury time.
Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland having all kinds of trouble with Brayson Kelly of Florence, the third seed in this weight class. Hinderman gave up a seven-point takedown in the first period. Then Kelly scored an escape to make it 8-0 and has since taken him down again. So it's 11-0. Brayson Kelly of Florence leading Gavin Hinderman midway through the second period.
Sawyer Swiggum's hanging on to a one-point lead here. Still working on a little cleanup. Looks like he's ready to go again. The official works his way back to the center. Haynes is down. Swiggum will be on top. He'll be in control. 2 minutes on the clock, third period. Near fall would be huge here as Haynes tries to Gramby out. He is going to come out on top with an escape. So now we got a tied match, but somebody's got to score a takedown here. I don't think, if I remember right, I don't think there was any stalling calls. We got blood time again as Swiggum got poked in the face there. I'm not sure what it's bleeding, but he pointed right away to his face.
In second place, Freedom with 56 points. And in first place with 56.5 points, Milton.
Announcing the team scores for the girls. There will be a trophy at the end of this tournament for the team champion. They don't have a dual meet tournament. And right now, it's a two-team race between Milton and Freedom. And the Freedom crowd is to our right.
Yeah, we've heard them all weekend.
Well, they have a lot of freedom.
That's right. Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk is on mat number six right now, trailing 6-2. Don't see that very often.
No, and Gavin Henderman was trailing 11-0 and just about had a takedown and near fall, but he didn't finish it. Meanwhile, Sligum is back to the action. 1:35 to go in his match. We are still tied 1-1. There's Sligum's got the head over top. He's got a lock on the head. He's going to get a takedown here. He's finally got the takedown. Trying to get some near fall. Yes, he's going to get near fall. May not pin him here as Haynes is really sliding off the edge of the mat. Sawyer's keeping his feet in. Oh, there is a pin.
How about that?
Way to finish there. Side match. He gets the takedown, and he gets the pin. That would be a 3:15 pin.
Nicely done.
Now, Gavin Henderman is still down by 11. He's trying anything to get his opponent, who is Bryson Kelly from Florence, way up north.
Well, North Crawford Seneca finishes its tournament with back-to-back wins. Frankie Groom in the girls' tournament wins her third-place match, and Sawyer Sligum for the boys just pins his way to a fifth-place medal.
We'll finish up here. We got just under 30 seconds for Gavin's match from Gavin Henderman, the senior from Iowa Grand Highlands, still down by 11. Trying to get a takedown of some sort.
Attention, team state coaches.
Bill mentioned Ross, Chris, and Darlington Blackhawk. He's down by 8 now, midway through the second period. Gavin Henderman's match, the senior from Iowa Grand Highlands. This season has come to an end as that match ends now with an 11-0 victory for Bryson Kelly of Florence. Ross Chris is still wrestling, and he is down by 8. And now he is on his back, giving up near fall. 2-point near fall awarded. Make it 12-2 with 40 seconds to go. Chris is getting a reversal. No near fall. Looking for a near fall, potentially a pin situation there, but his opponent, Elliot Havlish from Osceola, freshman. Freshman at Division II, 215 pounds, just gets another reversal. Osceola freshman looking really tough here against a senior from Darlington Blackhawk. Looks like we are down to just about current four matches and three on deck here. Starting to wrap things up really close. Ross Chris matches, they go out of bounds. There's 3 seconds on the clock. Ross is down by 9. Excuse me. Yeah, down by 9. So we're going to go into this third period. Yeah, third period. Going neutral.
Doors reopen this afternoon at 4 o'clock for the Lakes Championship match.
Doors open at 4 o'clock tonight if you're planning on coming down.
Actually, they open at 4 even if you're not planning on coming down.
That's true.
Yes.
That is very true.
Tell you what, a freshman in the upper weights?
Yeah, tough freshman. 53 wins. 61 total matches. And he just goes off. Chris rolls through, ends up getting a takedown. He's going to have to let him go again. He's got to rack up a bunch of points here. If he is still 15-8, it looks like. And we got blood time again.
Well, he lost a 15-14 match in the quarterfinals. That's what put him in the loser's bracket. Nobody expected that.
Got a lot of time. He's got a minute and a half to go, but 7 points course, the takedowns these days, it don't take long to make up seven.
Yeah, 7-point move right now would tie it.
Yep.
Take him down and put him on his back.
That scoring is different these days with 3-point takedowns, 4-point near falls. Bill is going to petition for a 3-point reversal.
Yeah, why not?
He's probably tracked down Mel Dowell and see if he can get it on the agenda. All right, they're back to the action here. 1:30 on the clock. Chris has got a good single. Boy, lifting that freshman up off the mat. Going to get three more for a takedown. Going to try to turn him. Nope, he's going to cut him loose.
15-11.
16-11 now with the escape. Got over a minute to go. Just waking his way back to center there. Taking his time. Burning clock here. We're under a minute now. Down by five. Kind of sure he's trying to set up his favorite throw and hopefully throw him and put him right on his back because he's really chewing up the clock. We're under 45 now as Havlish is doing a good job of blocking anything he's trying to do. Oh, there he went for it. Chris went for the body throw. Slips right by as Havlish is going to score a takedown and Chris gets the escape. Now he's down by 7 to 20 seconds. Trying his darndest to get that throw, but he's just not able to quite get it. Does end up giving up another takedown. And that's going to be, looks like, probably a final here. We're down to under 10 seconds at the edge of the mat. As Havlish is up by 10 now. 4 seconds, they reset to the center. As Elliot Havlich, the freshman from Osceola, he's going to win this fifth-place match as he defeats Ross Chris, a senior from Darlington Blackhawks,
22-12. And just as you exult with the seniors when they win their final match, you feel for them when they lose.
Yep.
And Ross Chris is headed for the locker room, disappointed. But what a nice career for that young man from Darlington Blackhawk. He'll be mat side to cheer on his teammate Owen Sefrud tonight, that's for sure. Let's take a break. We're just about done here at the Cole Center in Madison with session number 4 and planning ahead for the state finals tonight. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence. Family-owned and operated with roots dating back to 1975, Richard and Matthew Lust have built a legacy of connecting buyers and sellers through professional online auction services. Serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout, Wisconsin Surplus turns your unused equipment into cash. Their online auctions make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Well, we're back at the Kohl Center with three matches remaining. In fact, we have a little bit of time left for Dalton Wolf of Fenimore. He finds himself down 1-0. Close match second period there, about halfway through.
Yeah, they're over there on mat six. We're down to the final three matches of this round, folks. Dalton Wolf is down in his match by a score of 1-0. He's facing Aiden Isaacson, a sophomore. Isaacson is from Mondovi Oliva Scrum. Sophomore has a record of 46-8. Wolf, a senior for the Fenimore Golden Eagles. He is 38-15. Keep an eye on this match here. Let's still catch up on more of his scores so we can give a quick report. With battling on their feet, and that's the end of that period. It goes to Wolf, and choice went to Isaacson. He went down. Wolf is going to give him the free escape, so Isaacson will take a 2-0 lead. Wolf definitely is looking for throws. He did that his last match. He was down, I don't remember the score, but he was down by a few, and he ended up throwing his kid and pinned him and walked off the mat like it didn't matter what the score was. I was going to pin the guy anyway.
Confidence is a wonderful thing.
Yep, and that's Pat Mahoney said that last night about Wolf. He said, out of his 38 wins, he bets he's got 30 pins. Back to the action here. They're on their feet. 1:20 to go in this third period. This is for fifth place. This is Division Two. As we have a warning stalling now against Isaacson. I mentioned earlier that Fenimore is up a division this year. They're up to Division Two. Done very well in Division Two.
Same can be said for Coleman, which went from Division Three to Two.
Okay.
And for Luxembourg Casco, which went from Division Two to Division One.
Under a minute to go here. Down by two is Wolf. There's an attempt by Isaacson. He had to do an attempt, or he's going to get called for stalling again. The takedown is awarded to Wolf. There's that throw again. Just a body lock. Lateral drop puts Isaacson on his back. We got to wait for the scoreboard to catch up because it is definitely not 3-2. It's more than that. Wolf had him on his back. Isaacson is able to fight to his stomach. Takes out a near fall, has to be awarded. You got 20 seconds on the clock. It looks to be a 6-2 lead for Dalton Wolf. He did that same thing the last match. Just that lateral drop. He goes back and rotates his hip and puts the guy right on his back. Now Isaacson down by four. Dalton's doing a good job of just breaking him down, flattens him out. Good hip pressure. Going to ride this thing out here down to 5 seconds. It'll be a 6-2 victory here for Dalton Wolf, the senior for Fenimore, who has not finished his career. Quite
right.
Yet. He'll have at least one more match this next weekend. Fenimore made the team state tournament. Congratulations to Dalton for getting his win there for fifth place. Folks, we're down to the last two matches here.
And they're both in Division One.
Yep.
So unless we have listeners from Fafana, Bayport, Germantown or the far east side of Madison. I think we'll take a break and then come back and do a quick wrap-up and get you all informed on what's happening tonight at the Kohl Center where the championship matches get underway at 5:30. Our break gets underway right now. We'll be back in a moment to close things out. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Hope you're having a good Saturday on this. I'll bet this is the best Saturday you've had in the month of March.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Tremendous. March the 1st, all those of you who had February 29th birthdays, you have our sympathies.
Yep.
As you have to wait at least another year. And that includes somebody with a pretty good wrestling background by the name of John Peterson. Oh, not that John Peterson.
No.
Well, David, a busy round. Matches, the consolation setup matches for fifth place in all four tournaments took place, and then matches for third and fifth concurrently. They're already taking apart the mats, removing the tape. They had taped circles on these mats. Did you know that?
Oh, I did. I noticed the guy taking referee's position taped off. I thought, well, that's interesting.
All these mats had taped circles. Boy, you had to have a mat whiz in here to make sure they were the right, it was the right circumference.
Yeah, and a perfect circle.
Yeah. Wow.
That is interesting.
I bet the four mats over here to our right are the ones we're going to use tonight.
Yeah, because those are the ones they are not. Well, somebody started untaping. That's, what's the young guy there?
Whoops.
Ryan Lear. he was starting to take tape off.
But I thought we were taking the tape off all mats. We still love you, Ryan.
Yeah.
He's a good guy from the Lodi area. He and his dad, John. Well, now they are taking the tape off those mats.
Huh. Well, we'll find out.
All right. You didn't come here to to listen to play-by-play of these guys removing tape off the mats. You would like to know what's going on. How about we do what we did last night, David? I will just recap the girls' placement matches. You can do Division One as far as the wrestlers from our area go, and then we'll do a 2 and 3 together.
For the championship?
Yes, let's do that. For the girls, this afternoon in the placement matches, Kylie Klum of Westby wrestled for third and was defeated by pin, so Klum of Westby will place fourth here as a junior for the Westby wrestling program. Also from the area, in placement matches, we have a win for Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca at 132 pounds. She pins Lydia of Adams Friendship, so Groom third, Hutter fourth. Our southwestern Wisconsin area fares well, 132 in the state tournament. Althea Ekdahl from our extended listening area down the Twining Park area in Monroe placed fourth at 138 pounds. in Division One. Caitlin Nobish of Black River Falls takes fourth, and winning her fifth place match, Chloe LaRue of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Those two matches both in the 145-pound weight class. Our extended area includes teams that participated in our local sectionals, and that would include Wautoma Wild Rose and the sisters, Brinley Vaughn, at 152 pounds, took fourth place, and her sister, Lainey Vaughn, at 165, third place in the girls' tournament with action this afternoon. Girl from Westfield Area High School, Ariana Weber, finishes in sixth place in the 185-pound weight class, and that takes care of the girls, where we'll have two from our area wrestling for championships tonight, Delia Collins of Mineral Point and senior Kaylee Davis of Belmont Platteville.
You want me to attempt to do Division One here?
If you would like.
I have most of them. I don't have them all. But
okay. I'll fill in if you don't.
All right. Studying in Division One, 106. Braden Hale Toomey of the Reesburg area program, he ends up taking third place as he wins by an injury default. Other wrestlers in our area that we are following, Tegan Moore of West Salem Bangor is fourth place. And in Division 1, 113, really nobody local that has placed.
I think you can skip all the way to 132.
132.
Third place from Sparta.
I don't have that one.
I threw you a curveball. I'll tell you what, I'll do this.
Yeah, I don't have many.
We'll
have
do
doing all
two and three together. Devin Lietzau of Sparta is fourth at 132 in Division 1. Also from the area, taking sixth place from Toma, Cameron Finch at 150 pounds. Sam Zanton of Middleton is fourth, and placing fifth, Nolan Owen of Baraboo at 157 pounds. At 165, Eli Meyer of Mount Horeb-Barneveld won his third place match, so he takes third for that co-op. The only wrestler from La Crosse, Logan Central here in the tournament, Jaden DeLau, places fourth, and in sixth place at 190 pounds is Reed Falk of Middleton. The only wrestler from Stoughton in the tournament, Gatlin Empey, is a fourth place medalist, Division One at 215 pounds, same weight class. Juana Keys, junior McCoy Smith, wins the fifth place bout. And the last match of the tournament in this round goes to a wrestler from Monona Grove, McFarland. An exciting win, 4-3 for D'Angelo Clay, a sophomore at 285 in Division One. All right, let's do Divisions 2 and 3 together. I'll take two. You can have three. And these are the placement matches from this afternoon. Taking fifth place in Division 2 is Carson Bassett of Fenimore, a 4-3 win over Owen Dorshors of Lodi. Couple of freshmen there, both place at 106 in Division Two.
I'll do what I can here, Bill, but Division Three, 106 pounds, fourth place finishers, Memphis Burkholzer of Mineral Point.
At 113 pounds, no wrestlers from our immediate area in the placement matches that were just concluded in either Divisions Two or Three. Let's move to 120 in Division Two. Ethan Hady of Richland Center picked up three wins in the consolation bracket after his quarterfinal loss on Thursday. The fifth-place medal belongs to Ethan Hady, who scores a 10-0 victory in that fifth-place match over Noah Walker of Ellsworth.
120 Division Three. Liam Carey loses his fifth-place match. He'll take home sixth place. And in the championship match tonight, Aiden Grudenfelder, Pecatonica Argyle.
At 126 pounds, Division Two, an exciting match. Rhett Spurley of Dodgeville was an 18-14 winner over Landon Bogard. And with that win, Spurley, a sophomore, takes fifth in Division Two.
Nobody local at Division Three, but I will mention Lucas Orloff, another wrestler from Pecatonica Argyle. He will be in the championship match.
At 132 from our extended area in Division Two, Sawyer Ostrom of Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards, a state tournament veteran. He's been here three times. He takes the fourth place medal in Division Two.
132 Division III. Roger Flaggy from Aquinas, he finishes in third place. Dakota Brewers, he's himself in the championship round.
In Division II at 138, taking fifth place, is Nathan Johnson of Dodgeville. He won that match 6-3 and takes a fifth place medal as a junior for the Dodgeville wrestling program.
And 138 Division III, nobody local, but I will mention Brody Meese, another Riverdale chieftain. He is in the championship match.
Nobody local in a placement match this afternoon, Division II at 144 or Division III at 144, where Liam Carey goes for a state championship tonight. He's in the state finals for the fourth time.
I run out of results, Bill.
Okay, I'll take it from here. 150, Division II, Silas Zansavage of Fenimore takes third place with a win this afternoon. Taking fifth is Brandon Dorshores, a senior from Lodi. Tonight in the state finals, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk looks for his second state championship. Division III at 150, Trevor Paulson of Aquinas wins the third place medal with a victory there. Taking fifth place is Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. Sixth goes to Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point. Moving to 157 pounds, placement match this afternoon. Winning the fifth place medal is Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. Tonight in the finals, a couple of guys from our sectional, Danny Heiser of Evansville, Gunnar Johnson of GET Melrose Mindoro. Heiser looking to become a four-time state champion. Division III at 157, placement match this afternoon. A winner, Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas, coming out of our area sectional. In the finals also, from the West B sectional, two wrestlers, Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland tonight, takes on Ashton Meister of Poinette. 165. Placement match, only the championship tonight, which will see Tristan Stell of Fenimore go for his third state championship. 165, we can tell you that Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston wins a sixth place medal at state, finishing out his high school career with a sixth place showing here at the state tournament. Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland is in the championship match tonight. Moving to 175, Landon Heitmeyer of Portage places fourth in this weight class in Division II. In Division III at 175, a win goes to Seth Greeno of DeSoto, who captures a third-place medal. In the weight class where tonight, Cade Rule of Mineral Point hopes to become a repeat state champion. At 190 in Division II, taking fourth place is Hayden Gillen of Mauston DeSita. He did not wrestle after being injured in the semifinals last night. He takes fourth in Division II. Division III at 190, Gavin Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland places fourth. Moving to 215, correct me if I'm overlooking, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk is sixth at 215 pounds in Division II. In the final tonight, we'll see Blake Terry of Prairie du Chien on the championship mat. Division III at 215 pounds, taking fourth place, actually losing, much like Hayden Gillen of Mauston DeSita in the previous weight class, losing by injury default Tyson Martin of Aquinas, who suffered an injury last night in the semifinals. And after two straight runner-up showings at the state tournament, he will not be back on the championship mat. Also in this weight class, Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca won his fifth-place match to finish his season on a high note. 285 pounds, taking a look at Division II, Dalton Wolf of Fenimore captures the fifth-place medal. Tonight in the championship match, we'll find Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien wrestling in a Division III at 285. And tonight for the championship, Grant Matthews of Riverdale takes on Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Did I miss anything?
Oh, probably not.
I missed lunch. I think it's time for us to go.
It is.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Tonight's championships at the Cole Center begin with a parade of champions at 5:30, and we will be on the air for as much of that as possible, as we have a whole lot of wrestlers to keep an eye on. Congratulations to our schools and wrestling teams from southwestern Wisconsin. We have a lot to be proud of. Hopefully tonight we'll be joined by Pat Mahoney and perhaps even a surprise guest. We'll see what happens this evening. For David Wermand, I'm Bill Twining. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
The look.
Now
from 1967, Dusty Springfield with The Look of Love, a song written by that fantastic songwriting team of Hal David and Burt Bacharach. Let's hear a couple of Sinatras, shall we? We're going to open with Nancy and finish with a little Frank. This is Happy.
Exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together weather-wise. It's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me. That was recorded with the Billy May Orchestra, who arranged and conducted that 1958 recording. All right, we are approaching 2 o'clock, so we need to break for station identification. I also need to thank our sponsors for today's program. I'm late in doing that today. Silly me. Thanks very much to WP Dental, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pine Valley Community Village, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Schmidt Woodland Hills, and Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Thank you to each and every one of them for sponsoring the program today. So we will break for station identification and come right back in about 15 seconds with a little bit of Gene Vincent.
Saturdays with Simo. It's great music from a great era with a great host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Well, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. My baby, my baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
That's right. She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, more, more. Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. Bebop-a-Lula, I don't mind my baby.
Bebop-a-Lula, she's my baby. I'm a baby, I'm a baby.
Let's rock again now.
There we are with a little bit of Gene Vincent and Bebop-a-Lula. Welcome back. Here's a little bit of Jethro Tull this afternoon. This is Locomotive Breath.